Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and northeastern Wisconsin. I'm Bill Hart. This week we'll hear from a duo nurtured in their love of folk music in East Lansing, where they both earned degrees in ecology while honing their skills as musicians. Dean and Betty Primo now live near the little town of Amasa in Iron County, Michigan, and continue to earn a list of credits at festivals and old-time country dances, which they've helped to revive as regular events in their area. Incidentally, they also run an environmental consulting company specializing in water quality, an interest from which their musical name derives. From the 7th Annual White Pine Jamboree in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, here's Dean and Betty Primo, better known as Whitewater. Thank you.
instrument that Betty's playing there is called the hammered dulcimer, for those of you who haven't seen one of those before. And this one has about 58 strings and about 3/4 of a ton of tension across the soundboard. It's an instrument that came to the United States several hundred years ago, and when it got here, it ended up in New York State and in the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. So it's one that's kind of an upper United States instrument now, although its deepest roots go back to the Middle East at about 4,000 years ago. Sometimes in Michigan it's called the lumberjack's piano because it was kind of a portable alternative to the piano. It could get out to the lumber camps to play. Hear that little boy out there saying mama? It's ours. This next song I'd welcome you to sing along with if you'd like. It's a song that was written by Cy Kahn, and the version we do is after a very fine dulcimer player by the name of John McCutcheon. He's a native son of Wisconsin. This song is called Dawn Gonna Rise Again, and that would be your part if you care to join in. You'll find out where it comes. We're going to make a little instrument change here, and during that transition, we're going to introduce the third member of Whitewater, and he's a good friend of ours from Amasa. Sometimes we refer to him as the washtub bass. His name is Terry Huntla, and right now I'd like to bring him out. Fiddle here, and we're going to play a song called Take Me Back to My North Carolina Home.
Studying the plan how to get away. Lights went out about a quarter past dark. I was waiting for the Chesapeake train to start. The doctor was standing right down the road, hollering to passengers all aboard. And he reached up and he pulled that chain. Bang a bang a bang a with the banjo string. Go take me back, take me back. Thank you.
with the Finnish tradition here for a moment. I'm going to have Terry bring out a washboard. Maybe another unusual instrument for Finnish music, I'm not sure. I think the dulcimer taking the place of the accordion is sometimes an unusual instrument. The next song we're going to play is called the Two-Row Accordion Polka. And it's a tune that we learned from an album of a rather famous Finnish accordionist named Viola Turkkinen. I'm going to let Terry beat on this thing a little bit. Terry will tell you a little bit about this washboard here first.
Very precise.
Well, I got two washboards here stuck together. This one here is for the overalls. This one over here is for the lingerie. And you hear this, I got a... It's a cymbal, and I don't know where it came from. I found it in a junk shop, so I don't know where that came from. Measuring cup. I got an aluminum canteen here. A little tad of water there. It sometimes leaks out, so you see me getting drunk with this one. Well, I'm ready. Is that better?
Is that better?
Okay, here we go.
Two-row accordion polka.
On my fingers too.
Really making Terry work here tonight. We're going to put him on the jaw harp now.
Need a big breath of air.
Don't bleed too much.
Yeah, he usually draws blood on this number.
Stand back.
That's why he wears a white shirt. It's a song called The Shopping Song.
Pickle, 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 p
shopping. If he like it now, and if he like buying something to cure some inner doubt. Well, their hearts and minds are heavy. Soul is suffering more, but the color lights and music, it makes their spirits soar. You can get a treat at local first door. A man is tempted to tell, but don't need any more. Thank you.
We've been listening to the group Whitewater from the February 1987 White Pine Jamboree in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Our thanks to WXPR Community Radio for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.